Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for January 7th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Let's get CES week started off with some TV news. Samsung announced it will offer iTunes movies and TV shows and support AirPlay 2 on its 2019 TV sets starting this spring. It will also come to 2018 Samsung TVs through a firmware update. The iTunes app will support Samsung's Universal Guide, search features, and Bixby, though Apple told The Verge that Samsung will not be able to track usage inside the iTunes app. Meanwhile, LG announced their 65-inch rollable OLED display will be available for sale in the second half of the year. The Signature Series OLED TV R will feature 4K resolution, support up to 120 Hz, run WebOS, and include a 100-watt Dolby Atmos speaker system built into the base. LG stated the device should last for at least 50,000 rolls. No pricing was announced, but I think a lot is a safe assumption. Vizio announced it will add support for Apple's AirPlay 2 and HomeKit to its SmartKit TV platform. The feature will roll out to Canadian and U.S. beta SmartCast 3.0 users in Q1, with a full release planned for Q2 2019. The feature will roll out to Canadian and U.S. beta SmartCast 3.0 users in Q1, with a full release planned for Q2 2019. Vizio claims that the addition of HomeKit makes it the first company to offer TVs with support for Siri, Amazon Voice Services, and Google Assistant. NVIDIA unveiled the GeForce RTX 2060 with a starting price of $349. The RTX 2060 features 240 Tensor cores with 52 teraflops of deep learning performance, 6 gigabytes of GDDR6 RAM, and 5 gigarrays of real-time ray tracing performance. NVIDIA claims it's faster than the outgoing 1070 Ti and 60% more powerful than its direct predecessor, the 1060. The RTX 2060 will be available January 15th from various PC makers. NVIDIA also announced that Turing Architecture RTX GPUs will be available for laptops, including the RTX 2080. Among the gaming laptops with RTX processors in them are the Samsung Odyssey with the RTX 2080 and Intel 8th Gen Hexa-Core Core i7 processors, a user-replaceable 256GB NVMe SSD, and a 1TB hard disk coming in the US in early 2019. Not to be outdone, Acer announced the $4,000 Predator Triton 900 2-in-1 convertible with a 17-inch 4K touchscreen, Intel's Hexa-Core 8th Gen Core i7 processor, NVIDIA's RTX 2080 GPU, NVMe SSD, up to 32GB of DDR4 memory coming in March. The Asus ROG Mothership is a 17.3-inch 10-pound laptop with a kickstand and a keyboard that can be removed and used wirelessly. It runs the RTX 2080 GPU and Intel's Core i9-8950HK processor and up to 64GB of DDR4 RAM, coming in later in Q1. And literally at the other end of the scale is Alienware's 17-inch M17 laptop with support for the RTX 2080 GPU up to Intel's Core i9 6-core processor weighing 5.79 pounds. The Alienware M17 is available January 29th and starts at $1,650. AMD unveiled the second generation of Ryzen laptop chips built on a 12-nanometer Zen Plus architecture. The top-end Ryzen 7 3750H offers 4 cores and 8 threads, running at a base 2.3 GHz with turbo frequencies up to 4 GHz, 10 GPU cores, all running at 35 watts. Lower-power 15-watt U-series processors will also be available as well. The company also launched new A-series processors designed specifically for Chromebooks. The A6-9220C is a dual-core, two-thread processor running at 1.8 GHz base frequency with turbo up to 2.7 GHz. There's also a slightly lower clocked A4 processor as well. Both Acer and HP announced new Chromebooks with the processors. The Acer Chromebook 315 will offer a 15.6-inch Full HD IPS display, comes with two USB-C ports, 802.11ac wireless, a 10-hour battery life, and supports up to 8 GB of RAM, starting at $279.99. HP's Chromebook 14, meanwhile, starts at $269 and unsurprisingly comes with a 14-inch display. Specs include a 1366x768 display, upgradable to 1920x1080 touchscreen, a pair of USB-C and USB-A ports, 4GB of RAM, 32GB of storage, and a 9-hour battery life. Withings announced the Move ECG and BPM core wearables at CES. The Move ECG is a smartwatch that can take electrocardiograms, track physical activity and sleep, includes GPS, with a 12-month battery life for $129. The BPM core is a connected cuff that can take blood pressure, monitor heart rhythms, take EKGs, and listen to heartbeats via a digital stethoscope. Pricing starts at $249. Both devices will ship in Q2 and are currently under FDA clearance review. Sprint announced it will release the network's first 5G smartphone from Samsung this summer. The launch will also see 5G rollout to Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas, Houston, Kansas City, Los Angeles, New York City, Phoenix, and Washington, D.C. And finally, Google announced it expects Google Assistant to be available on a billion total devices by the end of January, with availability in 30 languages. In a blog post from January 5, 2018, Google previously disclosed that Assistant was available on 400 million devices. In an interview with The Verge, VP of Google Assistant Manuel Bronstein said that the growth was largely fueled by phones and signaled that Google is looking to bring voice-first interaction to feature phones in developing markets. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.